The House will come to order. To order. Was that better? The clerk will read the report from the Committee on Credentials.
Report by Committee on Credentials. We, your Committee on Credentials, recommend that the following member is entitled to a seat in the House of Representatives of the 76th Legislative Assembly of the State of Oregon. Alyssa Kenny Geyer, replacing Ben Cannon, representing the 46th District. Signed by Co-Chair Chris Garrett, Co-Chair Vicky Berger, Representative Tim Freeman, and Representative Betty Comp.
Representative Garrett.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption of the report by the Committee on Credentials.
Representative Garrett moves the adoption of the report by the Committee on Credentials. To your motion.
Mr. Speaker, the committee has carefully reviewed the report and believes that Ms. Kenny Geyer is more qualified than anybody else here to hold this office. So for that reason, we urge adoption of the report. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none. Representative Garrett, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
He does not. Those who are of the opinion the report on the Committee on Credentials shall be adopted will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. The motion to adopt the report by the Committee on Credentials, having received the required majority, is declared adopted. Representatives Cameron and Kotek will escort Representative Kenny Geyer within the bar and to her desk. And welcome from all your new colleagues. The clerk will read the letter of resignation submitted by Representative Kotek as speaker, a co-speaker pro tempore.
Dear colleagues, I hereby submit my resignation from the position of co-speaker pro tem for the Oregon House of Representatives. I have been honored to have served the state of Oregon in this capacity. My resignation is effective at 8:30 a.m. February 1, 2012. It has been an honor and a pleasure to serve as co-speaker pro tem, and I look forward to my continued work in the Oregon legislature. Signed, Tina Kotek.
In compliance with House rules, nominations are in order for the Democratic co-speaker pro tem of the House of Representatives. Representative Holvey.
Mr. Speaker, I nominate Representative Peter Buckley as co-speaker pro tem of the House.
Are there any other nominations? To your nomination.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Peter Buckley was elected to the Oregon House in 2004, coming to the legislature following an over 20-year career as an actor, writer, director, instructor, and ultimately a producer in West Coast Regional Theater. As a member of the House, he has served on the General Government Committee, the Economic Development Committee, the Transportation Committee, the House Rules Committee, as chair of the House Education Committee, and since December of 2008 as co-chair of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. He lives in Ashland with his wife, Joan Langley, who is the education director for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. He has three sons, ages 25, 22, and 13. And Mr. Speaker, if there's any doubt that Representative Buckley can't handle the prestige and spotlight of this particular office, he is well trained in that, having a very famous son, Christopher, a famous baseball player from Southern Oregon. Mr. Speaker, anyone who has also dealt with Peter on the phone knows that it is difficult to have a conversation with him because he has one of the loudest dogs in Southern Oregon. And Representative Buckley's love for our state and for our House of Representatives is abundantly clear to all who know and work with him. He is one of our hardest working members. And, Mr. Speaker, therefore, I am pleased and honored to be able to place into nomination my friend and colleague, Representative Peter Buckley, for Democratic Speaker Pro Tem for the 2012 legislative session. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
And now, are there any other nominations? I declare the nominations closed for the Democratic Co-Speaker Pro Tempore of the House. The clerk will call roll on election of Speaker Pro Tempore of the House.
Bailey. Barker. Barker. Barnhart. Bence. Bence. Berger. Beyer. Boone. Brewer. Buckley. Cameron. Clem. Conger. Cowan. Dembro. Doherty. Esquivel. Frederick. Freeman. Garrard. Garrett. Gelzer. Gilliam. Greenlick. Harker. Hicks. Holvey. Hoyle. Huffman. Hunt. Jensen. Johnson. Kenemer. Kenny Geyer. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Lindsay. Matthews. McLean. Nathanson. Nolan. Olson. Parrish. Reed. Richardson. Schaffler. Sheehan. Greg Smith. Jefferson Smith. Springer. Thatcher. Thompson. Tomei. Wand. Widener. Wisnet. Wingard. Witt. Speaker Hanna. Speaker Roblin.
Buckley.
Excused. Barnhart. Nathanson.
I declare Representative Peter Buckley has been elected co-speaker pro tempore of the House. I appoint Representative Gelzer, Representative Olson to escort co-speaker pro tempore to the rostrum, whereby the oath of office shall be administered by the Honorable Wallace P. Carson, former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Repeat after me. I, Peter Buckley.
I, Peter Buckley.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of.
Co-speaker pro tempore of the House of Representatives.
Co-speaker pro tempore of the House of Representatives.
To my best ability.
To my best ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you.
I'm going to exit.
Thank you.
In order to proceed with the business of the House, I appoint Representative Olson, co-chair, Representative Buckley, co-chair, and Representatives Johnson and Reed to the Special Committee on Rules. The House will stand at ease. Back to order. The clerk will read the report from the Committee on Rules.
Report by Special Committee on Rules. We, your Special Committee on Rules, recommend that the House of Representatives adopt the rules of the 76th Legislative Assembly as amended. We further recommend that the House adopt joint rules as set forth in HCR 201 and upon adoption transmit the resolution for consideration by the Senate. Signed, Representative Peter Buckley, Co-Chair, Representative Andy Olson, Co-Chair, Representative Johnson, and Representative Reed.
Representative Olson.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption of the report by the Committee on Rules.
Representative Olson moves the adoption of the report by the Committee on Rules. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and colleagues. Quickly, for those of you who have not had a chance to really review what the rules are, and as well as House Concurrent Resolution 201, basically, it mirrors that of what we did in the 2008-2010 sessions. It reflects the co-speakership. The bills will come at you a little faster, which I would liken to drinking water from a fire hose. It has a consent calendar, it does not have a consent calendar option. Minority reports will be accelerated. Excuse me. The second readings will be more faster than the process, and HDR 201 establishes the timelines.
Further discussion, Representative Greenleck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the motion.
To the motion.
I rise in opposition to this set of rules. I've been in the session now. This is my fifth term. I voted yes on the rules seven times, as I count, including one time laying on a gurney for 4 hours in order to have the privilege of voting yes. But it's now clear to me that the rules are basically flawed, particularly around Section 3.20, the section which requires a member of the body to vote on any motion. I was chastised during the last session for declaring I did not have a conflict of rules, therefore sort of impinging that somebody else in the body did have a conflict of interest, which may or may not have been true, but if it was true, that person was required, not only allowed by the rules, but required by the rules, to vote in a situation where he or she had a direct pecuniary conflict of interest. That, frankly, is appalling to me. I urge you to join me to vote against these rules, to send it back to the special committee and amend them. Failing that, I have an amendment that you have on your desk that will go to the speaker, and I've been assured will be referred to the rules committee for consideration soon. But the fact is, in this day and age of government, to force a member to vote after having declared a conflict of interest seems completely inappropriate. We've reached a point, according to the OPB recent poll that we read in the paper last week, where the Oregon legislature is much more highly esteemed than the U.S. Congress, or at least less highly dismissed. And it seems to me we need to do everything we can to foster that. I think we've been great in the last session, working together, restoring confidence that we can get together and work and to do things open and above board. But it seems to me this requirement is archaic, has been changed in many other legislators, and I urge you to join me to make a statement that that is not an appropriate thing to do. To vote no on these rules, to send it back to the special committee to consider some alternative to what is currently in Section 3.2. Thank you, colleagues.
Further discussion, Representative Holvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, colleagues, and with all due respect to co-governance, I am going to be opposing these rules as I did the mirror image of 2000 and 2011, excuse me. seemed like only a year ago, but it seems much longer at this point. My reason for voting no on this is respectfully, I have trouble with Section 8.20, which is, I believe, a departure from a longstanding rule in this body that recognizes the will of the majority in the committee. And that was changed for co-governance, and I do not believe that it was necessary for co-governance to disregard the will of the majority in the committee. Similarly, I also am not in agreement with Section 9.30, which I believe is an impediment to the will of the majority to withdraw a bill before this body to vote on. It is, we now have a petition process that must be held in the Chief Clerk's office for 5 days, and I believe that is unnecessary and inhibits on any given day the will of the majority to vote. Therefore, I will be opposing the rules respectfully, and thank you very much.
Further discussion, Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I will be supporting these rules. They worked very well during the last session in this co-governance model, much to my surprise. And I was one of the doubters who said this co-governance will never work, these rules will never work. I'm happy to say I was proven wrong. But I want to speak directly to the suggestion from my great colleague who has proposed an amendment that would exempt us in some measure from the abstention prohibition, which is part of this body. And the reason I want to speak to this is last year I went down to Sacramento and sat in on a session of the California House. Now, the comparisons between California and Oregon, you can make lots of them, but they have a fundamental problem there. When their speaker calls for a vote, they stand up and say, all vote who care to vote. They have 200 and some people in the body, and if you don't feel like voting on that measure, you don't. And guess what? It's all political. It's all positioning for the next election. Now, this amendment doesn't go there. But Oregon has retained the model that we are sent down here to vote. And our transparency piece is, if you have a conflict, you put it on the record and make sure everyone knows what your relationship to the issue is, and that's critical, but you vote, and you can't get out of it. And I, after seeing them in action, said, hallelujah, Oregon, it's bedrock for us. And so with all due respect to the issues that he brings up, which are sincere issues, I don't want to go there, and I will support these rules today. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Olson, do you wish to close?
I do, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. And colleagues, just want to point out to you there's been a lot of work, a lot of hours put into these rules, as well as the resolution. I appreciate the team that has worked on this, as well as the chief a clerk as well. She's put a lot of time into this, so I urge your aye vote in supporting this and adopting these.
And this will be a voice vote, though. No, it's not a voice vote. We will be using the voting machine. Those of the opinion, the report on the committee on rules shall be adopted, shall vote yes. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. The motion to adopt the 2012 regular session rules, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. In compliance with the 2012 session rules, just adopted, the House, I am appointing the following committees to the 2012 regular session. And relax as I read all of the names of all of the people on each of the committees. Agriculture and Natural Resources, Representative Clem, co-chair, Representative Esquivel, co-chair, Representative Cowan, vice co-chair, Representative Johnson, Mark Johnson, co-vice chair, Representative Boone, Representative Jensen, Representative Schaffler, and Representative Springer. Business and Labor, Chris Garrett, co-chair, Bill Kenemer, co-chair, Margaret Doherty, co-vice chair, Sal Esquivel, co-vice chair, members Representative Conger, Hoyle, Johnson, and Matthews. Education, Representative Sarah Gelser, co-chair, Representative Matt Wingard, co-chair, Representative Jason Conger, co-vice chair, Representative Lou Frederick, co-vice chair, Representatives Dembro, Huffman, Comp, and Parrish. Energy, Environment, and Water, Representative Jules Bailey, co-chair, Representative Vic Gilliam, co-chair, Representative Deborah Boone, vice co-chair, Representative Wayne Krieger, co-vice chair, Representative Bence, Kenny Geyer, Thompson, and Witt. General Government and Consumer Protection, Representative Paul Hovey, co-chair, Representative Gene Wisnett, co-chair, Representative Patrick Sheehan, co-vice chair, Representative Jefferson Smith, co-vice chair, Representative Cameron, Clem, Matthews, and Widener. Healthcare, Representative Mitch Greenlick, co-chair, Representative Jim Thompson, co-chair, Val Hoyle, Representative Val Hoyle, co-vice chair, Representative Bill Kenemer, co-vice chair, Representatives Conger, Doherty, Kenny Geyer, and Parrish. Higher Education, Representative Michael Dembro, co-chair, Representative Mark Johnson, co-chair, Representative Mitch Greenlick, vice co-chair, Representative Sherry Springer, vice co-chair, with Representatives Harker, Hunt, Lindsay, and Sheehan. Human Services, Representative Vic Gilliam, co-chair, Representative Carolyn Tomei, co-chair, Representative Lou Frederick, vice co-chair, co-vice-chair, Representative Jim Thompson, co-vice-chair, with Representatives Greenlick, Harker, Parrish, and Widener. Judiciary, Representative Jeff Barker, co-chair, Representative Wayne Krieger, co-chair, Representative Chris Garrett, co-vice-chair, Representative Wally Hicks, co-vice-chair, with Representatives Nolan, Olson, Schaffler, Tomei, Wand, and Wisnett. Revenue, Representative Phil Barnhart, co-chair, Representative Vicki Berger, co-chair, Representative Jules Bailey, co-vice-chair, Representative Iyer Brewer, co-vice-chair, Representative Bence, Gelser, Reed, and Wand. Rules, Representative Tina Kotek, co-chair, Representative Andy Olson, co-chair, Representative Vicki Berger, co-vice-chair, Representative Paul Holvey, co-vice-chair, with Representatives Barnhart, Esquivel, Freeman, Garrett, and Wingard. Tax credits, Representative Jules Bailey, co-chair, Representative Vicki Berger, co-chair, Representative Sarah Gelser, vice co-chair, Representative Matt Wand, vice co-chair, with Representatives Barnhart, Bence, Iyer Brewer, and Reed. Transportation and Economic Development, Representative Cliff Bence, co-chair, Representative David Hunt, co-chair, Representative Tobias Reed, co-vice-chair, Representative Patrick Sheehan, co-vice-chair, with Representatives Lindsay, Nathanson, Smith, and Widener. Veterans Affairs, Representative Brad Witt, co-chair, Representative Sal Esquivel, co-chair, Representative Greg Matthews, co-vice-chair, Representative Julie Parrish, co-vice-chair, with Representatives Boone and Huffman. Ways and Means, Representative Peter Buckley, co-chair, Representative Dennis Richardson, co-chair, Representative Bill Garrard, co-vice-chair, Representative Nathanson, co-vice-chair, Representatives Beyer, Cowan, Freeman, Comp, McLean, Nolan, Reed, Smith, Thatcher, and Wisnett. Subcommittee on Capital Construction, Representative Bruce Hanna, co-chair, Representative Arnie Roblin, co-chair, Representative Nancy Nathanson, co-vice-chair, Representative Greg Smith, co-vice-chair. Subcommittee on Education, Representative Betty Comp, co-chair, Representative Sherry Springer, co-chair, Representative Michael Dembro, co-vice-chair, Representative Bill Garrard, co-vice-chair. Subcommittee on General Government, Representative Bill Garrard, co-chair, Representative Nancy Nathanson, co-chair, Representative Iyer Brewer, co-vice-chair, Representative Smith, co-vice-chair. Committee on Human Services, Representative Gene Cowan, co-chair, Representative Tim Freeman, co-chair, with Representatives Hoyle and Thatcher. Subcommittee on Natural Resources, co-chair Terry Beyer, co-chair, Representative Bob Jensen, co-chair, Representative Jules Bailey, vice co-chair, Representative Mike McLean, vice co-chair. Subcommittee on Public Safety, Representative Mary Nolan, co-chair, Representative Greg Smith, co-chair, Representative Jeff Barker, co-vice chair, Representative Wally Hicks, co-vice chair. Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development, Representative John Huffman, co-chair, Representative Tobias Reed, co-chair, Representative Mike McLean, co-vice chair, Representative Brad Witt, co-vice chair. On rules, one extra that was left, Terry Beyer, Representative Terry Beyer. Representative Kenny Geyer.
Is this on? Mr. Speaker, I move the Chief Clerk be instructed to notify the Senate and the Governor that the House has organized and is ready for the business of the even-year regular session of the 76th Legislative Assembly.
Representative Kenny Geyer moves the Chief Clerk be instructed to notify the Senate and the Governor that the House has organized and is ready for business of the even-year regular session of the 76th Legislative Assembly. All those in favor, voice vote, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The motion carries. Messages from the Governor. Messages from the Senate. First reading, memorials and resolutions.
HCR 202, establishing deadlines for completion of the legislative measures for 2012 regular session of the 76th Legislative Assembly. HCR 203, recognizing and honoring Deputy Kelly James Friedenberg for his service to the state. HCR 204, commemorating victory by the University of Oregon football program in 2012 Rose Bowl. HJM 201, urging Congress to pass Chiropractic Care Available to All Veterans Act. HJM 202, urging President and Congress to support full funding of the United States Coast Guard operational readiness and recapitalization requirements.
Measures read the first time are passed to the co-speaker's desk for referral. Standing committee reports, special committee reports, propositions and motions. First readings of House bills.
House Bill 4001 relating to emergency management and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4002 relating to forestry education and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4003 relating to State Department of Agriculture food safety fees. House Bill 4004 relating to Department of State Lands and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4005 relating to tax credits for livestock killed by predators and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4006 relating to wildlife and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4007 relating to automated teller machine fees and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4008 relating to medical imaging and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4009 relating to impaired health professional program and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4010 relating to equal pay for nurse practitioners and declaring an emergency. House Bill 11 related to proof of treatment for substance abuse and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4012 relating to health care delivery and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4013 relating to accelerated college credit programs and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4014 related to education and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4015 related to lead. House Bill 4016 related to harm to a child and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4016 related to ignition interlock devices. House Bill 4018 related to effective single large loads on renewable portfolio standards and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4019 related to student standard prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4020 relating to lottery bonds and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4021 related to humane special agents and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4022 relating to commitment of persons with mental illness. House Bill 4023 relating to guardianships and juvenile dependency proceedings and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4024 relating to central background registry. House Bill 4025 relating to offenses and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4026 relating to Court of Appeals. House Bill 4027 relating to limitations on liability of persons providing services without compensation and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4028 relating to lottery bonds and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4029 relating to reallocation of transportation funding. House Bill 4030 relating to travel and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4031 relating to outdoor advertising signs and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4032 relating to basis for appeal to Land Use Board of Appeals and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4033 relating to disclosure of records maintained by the Public Employees Retirement System and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4034 relating to prompt progress payments on public improvement contracts and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4035 relating to secure transitions in personal property and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4036 relating to transient lodging tax on providers of residential care services, appropriating money, prescribing an effective date, and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a three-fifths majority. House Bill 4037 relating to taxation and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4038 relating to tax credits and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4039 relating to tax deferral programs and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4040 relating to investment for economic development, appropriating money, and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4041 relating to taxation of Indian tribe property and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4042 relating to fire protection. House Bill 4043 relating to documents issued by the Department of Transportation and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4044 relating to grilling, fishing, Grill Net Fishing and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4045 relating to public disclosure of concealed handgun license information and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4046 relating to exemption from assessment on gross amount of premiums and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4047 relating to alcoholic beverages sales exempted from licensing requirements and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4048 relating to failing to make reports involving children and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4049 relating to functions of entities created by statute and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4050 relating to the ocean's troll salmon fishery and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4051 relating to distribution of 911 tax revenues and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4052 relating to the use of E-Verify employment verification systems in public employment and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4053 relating to assistance animals and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4054 relating to collection of information about firearms by state agencies and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4055 relating to non-monetary assistance for Oregon businesses and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4056 relating to task force on STEM access success property money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4057 relating to higher education employees and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4058 relating to higher education textbooks and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4059 relating to higher education and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 46 relating to fish and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4061 relating to higher education governance and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4062 relating to higher education and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4063 relating to professional licensure of applicants with military training or experience and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4064 relating to communication between state agencies regarding members of uniformed services and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4065 relating to Oregon State Lottery games to benefit veterans and appropriate money. House Bill 4066 relating to taxation of centrally assessed property and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4067 relating to exclusion from central assessment for data centers located in enterprise zones and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4068 relating to food banks and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4069 relating to exception communities and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4070 relating to state finance and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4071 relating to floral businesses and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4072 relating to seasonal fire personnel and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4073 relating to hydroelectric power qualification for renewable portfolio standards. House Bill 4074 relating to health promotion. House Bill 4075 relating to mitigation and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4076 relating to tax on capital gains and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4077 relating to teen dating violence. House Bill 4078 relating to solar energy generation and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4079 relating to energy incentive programs and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4080 relating to collections of covered electronic devices of property money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4081 relating to waste plastics and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4082 relating to court-appointed special advocates of property money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4083 relating to public harms associated with lottery games. House Bill 4084 relating to vulnerable persons and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4085 relating to vulnerable persons and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4086 relating to higher education and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4087 relating to state financial administration of property money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4088 relating to state finance prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a 3/5 majority. House Bill 4089 relating to annexation of non-cognizance territory and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4090 relating to urban services and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4091 relating to criminal records checks and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4092 relating to distillery special events and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4093 relating to extension of enterprise zones and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4094 relating to construction contractor insurance coverage and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4095 relating to regionalized land use planning and appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4096 relating to hiring incentive tax credits and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4097 relating to personal income taxation. House Bill 4098 relating to amount of timber harvested from state forest lands and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4099 relating to public employee retirement. House Bill 4100 relating to crimes committed against minors and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4101 relating to Columbia River Basin water appropriate money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4102 relating to education evaluations and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4103 relating to capital improvements income tax credit and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4104 relating to retirement benefits of school employees and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4105 relating to health insurance. House Bill 4106 relating to state finance and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4107 relating to recruitment of business and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4108 relating to precious metals secondhand dealing. House Bill 4109 relating to generic drugs and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4110 relating to investment in companies doing business in Iran and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4111 relating to sale of real property to enforce lien for local improvements and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4112 relating to motor vehicle pollution control and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4113 relating to corporate taxation and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4114 relating to vacant positions in state agencies. House Bill 4115 relating to public contracts for construction appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4116 relating to shared client services and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4117 relating to funeral products and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4118 relating to subtraction for health insurance premium payments. House Bill 4119 relating to courts declaring an emergency and providing for criminal sentence reduction introduction that requires approval by a two-thirds majority. House Bill 4120 relating to a hiring incentive tax credit and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4121 relating to wineries cited in exclusive farm use zones and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4122 relating to pharmacy benefit managers and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4123 relating to high priority chemicals of concern for children's health using children's products and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4124 relating to employment leave. House Bill 4125 relating to soil information and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4126 relating to ecosystem services and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4127 relating to certification of mental health providers and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4128 relating to treatment for craniofacial anomalies. House Bill 4129 relating to pilot project for private maintenance of a state highway and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4130 relating to public contracting and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4131 relating to radio of state agency, public employees, and supervisory employees and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4132 relating to reduction of tax expenditures by percentage equal to total percentage of allotment reductions. House Bill 4133 relating to debt cards and declaring an emergency. Relating to debit cards and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4134 relating to state agency innovation and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4135 relating to health insurance. House Bill 4136 relating to remedies for unlawful insurance practices and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4137 relating to regulatory mortgage loan services and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4138 relating to the neglect of foreclosed real property and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4139 relating to depositories of public funds. House Bill 4140 relating to foreclosures of residential trustees, appropriate money, and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4141 relating to workforce development legislation advisory committee and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4142 relating to preferences in public contracting for paper and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4143 relating to employment impacts of proposed legislation. House Bill 4144 relating to calculations required in determining the lowest bid for certain public contracts and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4145 relating to employment and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4146 relating to expungement and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4147 relating to documentation required for foreclosing residential property and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4148 relating to studded tires. House Bill 4149 relating to Oregon Liquor Control Commission enforcement of tobacco-related laws. House Bill 4150 relating to credit enhancement fund and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4151 relating to environmentally preferable procurements. House Bill 4152 relating to campaign finance reporting and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4153 relating to health care delivery and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4154 relating to state financial administration and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4155 relating to information on the public employees retirement system. House Bill 4156 relating to protective orders for victims of sexual assault and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4157 relating to elderly medical expense subtraction and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4158 relating to wolves and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4159 relating to residential facilities and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4160 relating to the state financial administration appropriate money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4161 relating to performance report data and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 4162 relating to employee protections and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4163 relating to judicial security personnel and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4164 relating to the Oregon Health Insurance Exchange and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4165 relating to children and property money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 4166 relating to use of forest product to energy conservation products and prescribing an effective date.
Bills read the first time are passed to the co-speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House Bills. Third reading of House Bills. Final readings, memorials, and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Representative Greenleck has filed proposed amendments to the House rules, subsection 3.20 and 3.21. They have been distributed to the desks of the members. The chair requests unanimous consent that the requirement that the proposed amendments be read in their entirety be suspended. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The proposed amendments to the House rules are referred to the Committee on Rules in compliance with House Rule 2.05. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. A slight. I went through quickly. I'm going to also announce at this time the Joint Committee on Legislative Audits, Information and Management and Technology. Chris Harker, co-chair, Representative Kim Thatcher, co-chair, Representative Brian Klim, co-vice chair, Representative John Huffman, co-vice chair, with members Representative Lou Frederick and Patrick Sheehan. Also, just so you know, committees begin today at 11 o'clock this morning. So those first committees, and you know that we have that rapid exchange of 45-minute committee meetings, starting at 11 o'clock today. And the lounge is open today. You will be getting information about how to join. Oh, don't have to do that. You've already taken care of that. Thank you. If you remember, you remember. Further announcements? Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Committee on Energy, Environment, and Water will be meeting at 3:15 today.
Thank you very much. Further announcements? Remonstrances? Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 11 a.m. Thursday, February 2nd, 2012.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 11 a.m. February 2nd, 2012.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourn until 11 a.m. Thursday, February 2nd, 2012. Without objection, the House is adjourned.